Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Armand Goldman, you old so-and-so.
How about those dolphins?
Screaming Queen?
Stick your hand out sideways, not palm down. I'm going to shake it, not kiss it.
All right. Oh, straighten, tighten.
Al, you old son of a gun. How you doing? How do you feel about that call today? I mean, the Dolphins, 4th-and-3 play on their 30-yard line with only 34 seconds to go.
How do you think I feel? Betrayed, bewildered? Wrong response?
I'm not sure.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
Who he?
His name is Jethro.
Just a big box of okay. The Don and Mike Show.
You people are idiots.
We got that. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I'm calling from the foreclosure capital of America, but don't hold it against me. I'm here on this. Just curious, I wanted to thank Don for saving me $10 to not go out and see that stupid movie. In fact, it probably would have been more like 20 because I would have had to take in the wife and then another 30 for the babysitter, blah, blah, blah. I'm curious, do you think his career is going to take a career path similar, like a downward slope similar to a Sandler or similar to
they're all the same.
They're all, well, Bill Murray has never really fallen off, right?
Bill Murray has made different choices over the years, but Bill Murray went through his phase of comedy after comedy after comedy, you know, and then, you know, something comes along where he gets nominated, like that movie a few years back ago where he goes over to Japan.
Yeah, right? But then for everyone that he did like that, that's like avant-garde and maybe good, he does the one where he walks across the country with an elephant.
That was a very bad choice.
But then there's Stripes.
Right. Well, they all make bad choices, though, I think. Is there any person that makes comedies on a regular basis that can be said to be totally immune from making a bad movie once in a while?
Mr. Bean.
Well, there's the answer.
Very good.
Very good.
Do you know that's like worse than a Jerry Lewis thing in Europe? That the Mr. Bean movies are phenomenal.
People that love Mr. Bean love Mr. Bean.
Like, worship him. In Europe, he blows away Spider-Man 3 and all the other box office stuff.
Amazing. He's got that wonderful slapstick quality. Roland Atkinson, yes. People that love him adore him. That's true. Man.
Mr. Effin Bean.
And he does it without words.
And Simon Cowell is from that country. Yes. Simon Cowell admits to using Botox.
Yes, of course, I use Botox. Listen, if you're going to put me down, you say, shut up, I'm talking. Enough.
Two great things about him. Yeah. First, he says he doesn't dye his hair. Second, he says he does wear platform heels to make him taller.
Oh, really? I didn't know he was the land of the short.
And he does get regular Botox injections.
In his breasts?
And he says Botox is no more unusual than toothpaste.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Hello, Simon.
What the hell is he getting Botox?
There is one. Shut up.
There he is. Young.
I mean, Botox, guys don't need that, do they?
Hey, somebody out there, or never mind, this will never translate on radio. On YouTube, if you do a Simon Cowell search, you can find him in his very first TV appearance ever, where he was a contestant on Sale of the Century. Have you seen that video?
Yes, I have. And it's Simon being nice. Yeah. It's like Simon being a pleaser, which he's never had to be.
Simon has a haircut that is very 1980s. He could have been like on Family Ties or something
right.
like that.
Okay. Right.
He's got the big poofy hair on top, and the host says, oh, now let's say hello to our first contestant, Mr.
Yeah, it's a UK Sale of the Century.
Mr. Right. Simon Cowell.
Hello. Very nice to be here.
Simon, I understand that you are a wonderful person and love everybody.
I love everybody, and I'm so anxious to please you on this particular program. Shut up. I'm talking.
Somebody should pull that audio. It is good audio.
I'd like to see Simon getting his Botox injections. I'd like to see where he gets them. Probably with guys, it would be right around the eyes, probably. Right? Maybe the corners of the mouth.
Yeah, sides.
Always
of his
got
face,
that Botox,
like Michael Douglas.
Yes, like to do it.
Still hits on Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Now Michael Douglas is a guy that probably needs, you know, when because he's going out next to her. So he needs everything he can get. He's not aging like his father did.
Michael Douglas always got to have everything pulled back real tight, kind of like Joan Rivers, you know.
You know, and she's even horrendous in the Geico commercial where she makes fun of being horrendous. Mm-hmm. She still scares me.
Wouldn't do her. Wouldn't do her with Marty's D.
I can't feel my face. Oh, Geico.
Now, on one hand, it's nice she makes fun of herself.
Yes.
It is.
That's admirable.
Everybody's thinking it, so she says it.
Right. But Joan, please.
That only takes you so far, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, she looks like, it's almost like CGI now. You know, it's like, what's that computer effect they did on her face?
And Simon Cowell turns down $2 million to do a Viagra ad.
Don't blame him.
That will just run in the UK. I don't blame him either. First, I wouldn't think it's enough money. If you get the world's meanest man on television to promote a pill for your D.
No, it's totally counterproductive as far as his image is concerned. Right. I mean, you're not going to want the guy that's the definitive mean man. You know, everybody thinking, okay, noodle man. Imagine what the contestants would do. You know, even if they'd probably forbid them from saying anything.
If he did the spot, I imagine it would be, you know, I don't need this. Mm-hmm. But if you do.
It'd have to be. You know, quite often after the show, I need to relax and I'm stressed out because of my busy work schedule and I just need that extra lift. Mm-hmm. So I take one of these and suddenly, blue steel, cat couldn't scratch it. I'm Simon Cowell for Viagra.
But who comes?
Stop it, shut up.
Who offers him $2 million? I realize it's a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, I think it's actually low.
That's what I'm saying. Who offers him $2 million for a pill that says you can't get it up anymore?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to pay it. If this guy's so vain that he'll go on TV and he'll talk about having lifts in his shoes and getting Botox.
Mm-hmm. Right, but in all the contestants from now on American Idol would be, okay, Simon, thanks a lot. At least I can function down there. Eh?
And when I read the story, I was thinking there are other guys, other athletes that have done ads for the, you know, the limp pills.
Well, right? Rafael Palmeiro comes to mind of the Baltimore Orioles, formerly the Baltimore Orioles.
Does that mean when he was doing the ad, was that an endorsement?
I certainly thought so.
Or was he saying, I got a problem in that area?
That's a problem. Anybody that is a spokesperson for that medication, mm-hmm. that indicates to me,
right.
Really, I mean, it's just logic. You look at them and they say, if they're doing an ad for Viagra, they have need for Viagra. But then again.
But that's implied because they never say it in any of the ads. Like, you never see the ball player. And I don't know which one. I've seen other guys, too, where they're like, mm-hmm. You know, it's great getting my swing back, you know, when the guy's hitting a golf ball.
Right.
And that's not the swing you're talking about.
But you see, there's a whole different, and I think the drug companies are very sneaky this way. There's an undercurrent of sales for Viagra based on not necessarily a need for it, but a desire.
Recreational use.
Recreational use.
Big
and you hear a lot about that out and about, the people who
Buzz,
are doing it. Yeah,
Buzz,
I mean,
uses it all the time.
I've talked to a couple of buddies of mine that swear by it, say it's absolutely fantastic. They do. They say it's, he said, I don't need it, but it's fantastic.
There are those who need it, though, like Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Right. Dole.
He was the original guy.
Mm-hmm.
How much they give me?
I've never been a judge.
The only thing I've judged are my peers in Congress.
What about your hand?
My hand is a war injury, and that's why I hold my pen just so. Viagra. When I go home and I say, Liddy Dole.
Libby Dole.
Libby, you ready for some action? I took my pill about 3 hours ago, and I'm ready. The limo driver dropped me off in front of the Watergate Hotel. Can you hear me?
Now, those commercials, can those commercials be any more demeaning towards men? Because
even
the newest one, where I guess they're getting ready to bone, and all of a sudden, the faucet in the kitchen breaks and water goes everywhere.
Right. Yes.
And he turns like, what a happy moment this is. This is crazy. I'm not going to be able to bone you now. And then he says, you know, I really want to be there when she wants me to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, pal. What happened to the good old days when daddy wanted it?
Yeah, and she had to be there when daddy wanted it.
And it's implied now that she wants it and he can't give it. Mm. So he better take his pill to give it to her.
How about the one where they have the bathtubs out on the lawn? Have you seen that one where they're holding hands and they're in dual bathtubs? My question is, who's going to cure the hernia the guy gets for getting those bathtubs down to the lawn?
Years and years that's been for Cialis.
Yeah. Right. And it's bad. I just want to know, in your wildest dreams, would you ever put bathtubs out on the lawn?
Yes.
I've seen them where they have, okay, well, Buzz, you've got to stop answering.
Okay, I'm sorry. Because
you're
just
a bad
me.
Example.
Just too sexy. You'd get a hernia. You've got all that trouble with your plumbing
no,
anyway.
No, I'd be fine.
But
strong like bull.
But Robbie?
That's how he lifts it.
Yeah.
Right in the, you know, that little
So he takes the pill before he moves the tubs?
All about leverage.
Yeah, and then all the Viagra guys are up in the attic singing Viva Viagra with their guitars.
And how come there's not a pill for chicks? Why is it so unreasonable to
chicks can take Viagra?
About cyanide.
Why? But you got to market it for chicks. Right. Why wouldn't you market it? Say, how many times has your husband come home and you've just said, not tonight.
Right.
Not tonight. Not tonight, not tonight. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be refreshing to see the ad where you see the woman say, and you know, I really want to be there to satisfy Joe when he wants it.
You know what? I've got
okay, wrong name. Sorry.
I'm trying to actually come up with a name. So Hornetta. It's just the same product, only you rename it. Hornetta. You know what? Quite often, my husband has wanted to climb on me, but I haven't had the desire. Mm-hmm. But now, with Hornetta. I'm always ready.
Well, if you took vagina and made vagina kind of into why don't you just call it
Vagalis? Vagalis?
Or,
that works.
Or vagina. Hold on.
What is this, Rob? Netrin?
No, Wetrin.
What dream?
Wetrin.
Wetrin.
Moistalis.
I like that a lot.
I have now that I'm taking Moistalis, mm-hmm. I'm ready all the time.
Vagina Viagra.
Well, that would be the simple approach, Vagina Viagra. Mm-hmm.
And also a great name for a lady DJ, huh? Viagra. 98 Rockets.
Volvagra. Oh, boy.
I would stick with double V.
Clealis. If I put, you know, in the old days, we could have put one more letter in there, but we can't do that anymore.
We can't do that now.
Can't do that at all. Clealis.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hi. You're on the air. Hi.
What's up, radio guys? Hey, speaking of terrible movies, did y'all see the preview for the new Mike Myers movie? It just looks like a piece of garbage.
I think we just discussed that. Mike brought it up last week.
We were just talking about that. Yeah, the Love Guru is going to suck.
I mentioned it was bad. I saw the ad as well.
All right, then.
Thanks for paying attention.
Just hang on.
Go ahead and hang up.
Where's the etiquette? Go give your wife some Cleales.
Hello. Donna Mike Show.
If only.
Hello.
We need a high, hard one, not a limp and tarred one. Swing batter.
Swing batter, that's the and that's the over-the-counter version.
Swing batter. I like that.
Swing batter.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Oh, what's going on? Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Well, tell me yes.
Tell you yes to what?
Yes, swing.
You all right, sir?
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. What can we do for you?
Are you there?
Oh, you're the boss. Well, I'm telling you that I believe that Don, we're going to miss him.
That's very, very nice, sir.
Another effed up guy.
Well said.
You are causing people to drink with your departure.
Should we all not drink?
No, I recommend drinking heavily.
Is this just this guy's regular Monday?
Yes,
just
I think
a rollover Monday.
I think so.
No, but we should all pay homage. Yes.
I think you ought to. You know what? You ought to go to the drugstore and get your wife some Stinkitra.
You know the best way.
What?
The best way you could pay homage to me would be to get in your.
Well,
car,
my wife.
Get in your car and drive here as fast as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. And I hope you're calling from somewhere across America.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Spokane, Washington.
Great,
perfect.
Drive drunk from Spokane to here.
Oh, no, I am at home.
You're at home.
So I don't have to drive drunk.
May I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
All right, Monday. Getting really loaded on Monday. I'm going to be like Larry King and ask,
okay.
Why?
Sir?
Why?
Why Monday? Why?
Why Monday?
Yes, why Monday?
Oh, because I don't have to go to work until, 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks of the heat really
there
is
you go.
Loaded.
Okay.
All right, so you're on vacation.
Oh, well, no, because I was laid off 2.5 weeks ago.
Oh, were you one of the people laid off by Citadel Broadcasting?
Yes.
Our apologies.
Well, no, but, yeah.
Are you one of the jazz disc jockeys? We're very sorry about that.
I'm going to be going back to work in 2 weeks.
Really? What is your line of work, if you don't mind me asking?
Good.
What is your name?
I'm Mike.
Okay. You son of a bitch.
Okay. What do you do for a living, sir?
I'm an engineer.
Engineer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Bridge worker?
Nuclear?
I'm a state worker.
State worker. Rob had the right
train
one.
Train engineer.
Choo-choo operator.
Rob Spivak also writes the ladies' drug could be called Wellputrinin. Wellputrin. Wellputrin.
Wellputrin.
Wellputrin.
Well, now, Rob, you're moving into the antidepressants, too. Now, you see, Rob wants to involve it into that, right?
No, it doesn't have to be like
Wellputrin. Is Rob going to start being like a nice or... Because I heard last week that he was like
that was only one day. Only one day.
I have to ask you, what is your drink of choice today, sir?
A Miller a regular.
Miller Light regular.
Miller Light regular. No, yeah. That sounds like a new product.
No, I'm pretty sure that's pretty much like a regular.
How many have you had?
Five.
Oh, liar. Liar. If that's the case, you're a lightweight.
Okay.
You've only had five beers?
Or did you lose count?
And your name is what?
Son of a bitch.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to miss him.
And your name is?
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm going to miss you, Don.
Yeah, very funny.
What did the other guy say his name was?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up? Anyway, so, I've been listening a long time inside the Call In Friday. It was an all-caller show, but, of course, it was very busy. I tried 27 times to call in.
Wow. That must have been awful for you.
Nah, it was horrible. So I decided I was going to call today, on a normal Monday to see how long it took to get in. So I got a busy signal until now when it started.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
That was a very, very interesting story about him trying to get on the show.
Do you think he's still talking?
I think he's still going on, right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
As he's counting out the poon trends. Puntiagra.
I say let's keep it, and I got to be careful with these words, just because they might slip.
Right.
It's got to be vagina Viagra or Viagra for vagina. V4.
There you go.
V4.
Nice.
How about Viagina?
Almost sounds like Bio-Vagina.
Viagina.
How about Gashprin?
Let's stop.
Gashprin.
Yeah. We have a winner.
Yeah, no need to go any further.
Where's the Gashprin?
That's like generic, though. That's not like a brand. That's right. Just, it's what it all. It's under the umbrella of Gashprin.
Okay.
Gashprin.
And there you have it.
There you have it. Thank you.
Oh.
Mm? Oh.
Well, I'm sorry. Pubalis. It's like a lightning bolt sometimes. Uh-huh. Oh. We had a great weekend. Thank you, Pubalis. Gashprin and Pubalis.
Oh, my.
Well, now everybody's, you can hear that whirring sound. That's everybody trying to come up with a
No, it's everyone trying to come up with something that rhymes with Dolores.
Right.
That's right.
That's hard.
That's a hard one.
Very tricky.
You can't really use that particular
Cialis. Cialis.
Cialis.
Sounds very much like the word that we want to, that we want to say.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And why is it that that's such a bad word?
Yeah, why?
Why, right. Why, Larry? Why?
Why?
Why? Little Man in the Boat. I often try to find Little Man in the Boat with Sean. Fail all the time.
Where is he?
Looking for my Gashprin. Can't find it. It's next to my Punalis. Well, nice little products. Someday, they're going, mark my words.
Someday.
The drug companies will be coming out with products for female enhancement.
Can't wait.
It will happen.
Can't wait.
Science. Sooner than later.
Cannot wait. One more call, and then we must move on. Have you heard the tape? This is from Friday. Do we have the tape of that basketball coach going crazy?
Yeah, he's out of his mind.
Have you heard this basketball coach tape?
No, I have not.
He's fantastic. He should be the next coach of whatever your favorite team is.
Really?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
There you are.
What's up, fellas?
Well, we decided to take one more call. And we were hoping it would be a guy that would have his radio turned up all the way and wouldn't be paying attention.
Oh, really?
Can you turn your radio down, please?
What's that?
Can you turn your radio down, please?
All right. Got it down for you, man.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, man. Thanks, brother.
No problem, brother.
Right, brother, man.
I got a good pill for you, man. It's called Tang. It's for those,
did he say it's called Tang?
Yes.
That's yeah. All.
It's for women, man. It's good for women.
We're doing drugs that actually can enhance activity. You're talking about a cosmetic. So, cosmetics not allowed.
Like the male, you wouldn't call the male version of the pill scrote.
Right.
Right. Right.
Unless you were talking about something that would be.
Up down there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be some sort of a cosmetic improving the look of something.
Scrotomatic.
Right.
Or something like that.
The scrotomatic. Now, that's a device.
Mm-hmm. I'm Ron Popeil. Just set it and forget it. When I came into the studio today, my testicles were no bigger than a high school boy's. I set it and forget it. Now look at my testicles.
Hi. You know, for years, the only way to get the smooth look of most major male porn stars is by tedious time in the bathroom finding the right razor. But now with Scrotomatic, you can get the same ones that... I forgot his name.
Oh, you mean your porn guy?
Yeah, my God. I've blocked
Peter
on
North?
The on the.
Peter North?
You can get the same ones that Peter North has.
I thought you were going for someone more exotic.
Smooth as the other side of the pillow.
You know the guy that I want to do in the commercial. His first name is Billy. He's the fat guy with the beard that has all the orange products.
Oh, Billy Blanks, is it, or Billy Not, Banks?
No. The guy with the orange. All, he's got all of the orange sprays.
I know what
that.
You mean.
What? Yeah, yeah, that guy. I
oh,
see,
orange sprays.
I want to see.
Not the guy that's got the black beard that yells, right?
I think
the Oxy 5 guy or the Oxy Clean.
That's the same guy.
Oh, the guy that screamed.
The same guy. I want to tell you something.
You're going to find that Scrotomatic, if this is not the best device you've ever put in your medicine cabinet.
Look at me. I'm hairy. My balls are hairy. I'm going to put my balls in the Scrotomatic right now, and they come out, and they have an orangey smell, a citrus smell.
Scrotomatic. That guy screams more than any other pitchman.
I don't have pants on. I'm wearing a denim shirt. Perhaps you've seen me. I look like the guy on Tool Time. Mm-hmm.
And when you get your Scrotomatic, I'll even throw in 5 big jugs of OxyClean.
To keep your balls smelling fresh.
Sparkling.
It shaves, it freshens, it deodorizes.
And, Your Honor, I would ask this. Who is the stupid individual that believes when they come on and go, and if you call in the next 5 minutes, mm-hmm. we'll give you 5 more Scrotomatics, but only in the next 5 minutes.
Right, and then you call the line, like friends of mine have, after they do that, and the lady doesn't even know what product you're wanting.
Or where you're calling from.
So you're calling a generic number. So the 5 minutes is really just a complete myth.
It's bogus.
What an idiot would do that.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.